Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The fragrant flower of a renewed heart. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, because your faith is growing more and more. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. A farmer plows, enriches the soil with fertilizer, and then waters throughout the dry months. And come harvest time, what does he have to show for his labors? Nothing, unless he has also planted the seed, for no amount of cultivation can make up for a lack of life. And until you have the life of Christ within, there can be no Christ-honoring fruit without a principle. Charles Spurgeon probed from the example of the Thessalonians. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. The holiness which will honor Christ at last is a holiness based on faith in him, a holiness of which this was the root that the Thessalonians trusted in Christ, and then, being saved, they loved their Lord and obeyed him. Holiness is an inner as well as an outer purity, arising out of the living and operative principle of faith. If any think they can achieve holiness apart from faith in Christ, they are as much mistaken as one who would hope to reap a harvest without casting seed into the furrows. Faith is the bulb, and holiness is the fragrant flower that comes from it when planted in the soil of a renewed heart. Beware of any pretense to a holiness arising out of yourselves and maintained by the energy of your own unaided will. True holiness must spring from confidence in the Savior of sinners. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
The second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy. To the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Faith in Christ. Without it, holiness is all labor and no fruit. But once the seed of new life in Christ has been planted in your life, barrenness gives way to 1. Growing faith, 2 Thessalonians 1:3. 2. Growing perseverance, 2 Thessalonians 1:4. 3. Growing glory to God, 2 Thessalonians 1:10. Are you trying to cultivate a godly walk without first having received the word planted in you which can save you, James 1:21? Only the seed of life in Christ can lead to a harvest that will last for eternity.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/NTPOD. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.